Welcome to Perek Lamed Test 39 of Sefer Iyov, time for Nach. Hashem continues talking about the Hashkacha Pratis in the day-to-day running of the world, how he cares for everything, all the details, and manipulating and running things based on what people need and deserve. Iyov later says in his mind that he didn't waver from his faith. He was just debating these topics to grasp them fully. It's an important Malbim at the first Perek of Pasuk. Perek Lamed Ches, actually. Hashem informs Iyov that he runs the world. If you understand the vast complexity of the world, you'll have no doubt about Hashem's involvement in it. Also, the soul is the main part of a person. Therefore, the suffering of the righteous fades into insignificance in the face of their neshamas, their souls, which are shining. Again, the Malbim says so beautifully in Pasuk Aleph, actually, Perek Lamed Ches again. But you know, think of the soul. Don't think of the body. Think of the soul. You know, prioritize spiritual things in this life, as, by the way, Iyov has been asserting all the way along, and you'll be able to understand things better. It's so important that we ask questions of Hashem, and we do ask philosophical questions. You have to make sure we're on the same currency. You're going to ask questions, you know, about physical things. Hashem's currency is spiritual things. It doesn't mean Hashem doesn't care for things happening in this world that's physical. Of course he does. But at the end of the day, you have to weigh like for like. You have to be able to say, you have to be able to use Hashem's value system, that spiritual things are what Hashem actually values. And therefore you can't ask why do people suffer in this world if you don't know about the world to come. Look at the spiritual things. Look at things with real value. That is the mainstay of the argument in Perek Lamed Ches.